MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. In Ruidoso on Tuesday, voters turned out on Election Day as well as early voting. Polling locations saw about 991 voters on Election Day, and there were 426 early voters with 18 absentee. For Ruidoso Mayor, voters re-elected Mayor Lynn Crawford over Joshua Lance Richardson in a close election by a tally of 720 to 697, making the difference only 23 votes. Out of the village council positions, with six candidates vying for three positions, voters elected Everett Barrington Brophy with the most votes at 854, Adam Richard Sanchez with the second most votes at 784, and Darren Hooker with 751 votes. Also on the ballot for village councilor, but not winning a seat, was Joseph Eby, Jason Gibson, and Stephen Paul Silva. On the general bond election, 1,003 voters said yes and 369 said no. And 25-year-old Naya Ray Vega has been charged in connection with a 2024 fatal crash in Roswell. According to investigators, Vega hit and killed 68-year-old Cody Williams in April of 2024. Williams was crossing the street when he was hit by a vehicle being driven by Vega. Investigators said her vehicle recorded driving at 79 miles per hour in a 45 miles per hour zone. There was no braking applied, and Vega had indicators of marijuana in her blood at the time of the crash. They said she pulled into a store parking lot a few blocks from the crash scene, which is where she was found by police. She is facing five charges, including homicide by vehicle, DWI. And the New Mexico Museum of Space History's next Launchpad lecture will focus on how a blind astronomer hears in the cosmos. That happens 9 to 10 a.m. on March 6th. The event will be led by museum curator Brianna Bueller, who will introduce visitors to Diaz-Merced's methods, demonstrate how data can be translated into audio patterns, and highlight how these approaches open doors for researchers with diverse abilities while enriching how all scientists interpret information from space. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.